And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 8th of September, 2025. Today is the birthday of English animal rights activist and journalist Andrew Tyler. Born on this day in 1946 in Hackney, London, Andrew Tyler grew up in a Jewish children's home from the age of 6 until he was 14 years old when he set out to make his own way. He was able to work his way up to being a junior reporter for Drapers and Fashion Weekly and ended up with a highly successful career as a music journalist for New Musical Express, or NME, and Time Out. Tyler conducted interviews with musicians such as Bruce Springsteen, Stevie Wonder, Ray Davies, Leonard Cohen, and John Lennon. He joined Animal Aid in 1995 and later became the director. He turned his journalistic focus from the music industry to the pursuit of animal rights, fully devoting the last 20 years of his life to defend animals. Andrew Tyler wrote several articles for The Guardian and The Independent, which exposed the cruelty of horse racing, vivisection, transplantation of animal organs for humans, and the Defense Department's use of animals to test weapons of warfare. His novel, Big Pig, tells the story of a pig and his rebellion against his human oppressors. In 2017, the year Andrew Tyler died from Parkinson's disease, he published his life's memoir, My Life as an Animal. Andrew Tyler, who said, "Our opponents are often mystified by the level of commitment and anger we manifest. They think we are paid agitators. They think we are mentally deficient. They are themselves insane if that's what they think. We do it because we have to. We have to carry on because until animals find peace, we won't find peace either." The publication of Animal Camp, Lessons in Love and Hope from Rescued Farm Animals by Kathy Stevens was on this day in 2010. Picking up where she left off in Where the Blind Horse Sings, Kathy Stevens regales us with more tales of the rescued animals at Catskill Animal Sanctuary, or CAS. Some touching, some hilarious, all provocative. We meet Barbie, the broiler hen, found hiding under a blue Honda in Brooklyn, who falls for the animal ambassador Rambo, a ram with an uncanny sense of what others need. Then there's Norma Ray, the turkey, rescued from a turkey bowl just before Thanksgiving. There's also Noah, a 21-year-old stallion, starved and locked in a dark stall for his entire life until he came to the safety and plenty of CAS. Claude, the giant pink free-range pig, is but another of the underfoot family, those who roam the barnyard free and with dignity, interacting with their own and other species in startling and profound ways. The love Stevens has for these animals and the amount of love they give her in return is stunning and will make any reader more thoughtful of how we treat a whole class of animals in this country. Pigs, cows, chickens, turkeys, horses, goats, sheep, and more march into CAS and into our hearts as we learn about their quirks and personalities and what makes us human. And it was on this day in 2022 that the documentary film Slay, the film that gets under fashion skin, was released. This documentary goes behind the scenes of the fashion industry to investigate fur, leather, and wool, as well as the greenwashing many fashion brands use, contrasted with the actual impact these brands have on people, the planet, and animals. Spanning 5 continents, investigative filmmaker Rebecca Capelli provides an in-depth and eye-opening look into the realities of some of fashion's best-kept secrets, a harrowing story of greenwashing, environmental destruction, unjust treatment of workers, and animal exploitation for fur, leather, and wool. It also points the way towards viable and sustainable alternatives. Before watching Slay, only 37% of a group of fashion students felt it was unacceptable to use animal skin for fashion. After watching Slay, 93% of these students felt it was unacceptable to use animal skins for fashion. Slay's website has educational content and action steps we can take to create a world of cruelty-free fashion. And here's a poem for today by William Blake, The Lamb. Little lamb, who made thee? Dost thou know who made thee? Gave thee life and bid thee feed by the stream and o'er the mead, gave thee clothing of delight, softest clothing, woolly bright, gave thee such a tender voice, making all the vales rejoice. Little lamb, who made thee? Dost thou know who made thee? Little lamb, I'll tell thee. Little lamb, I'll tell thee. He is called by thy name, for he calls himself a lamb. He is meek and he is mild. He became a little child. I a child and thou a lamb. We are called by his name. Little lamb, God bless thee. Little lamb, God bless thee. The poem, The Lamb, by William Blake. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder that until animals find peace, we won't find peace either.